Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We have an update for you on Mercedes Martinez after that knockout on NXT last night. Plus, a new champ was crowned on NXT as well. And a new gimmick for Baron Corbin. Possibly. It's a weird one. We'll get into it. For Wednesday, June the 30th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Veteran like Mercedes Martinez suckered in by this mysterious presence of Mei Ying. Oh. And now she is facing the consequences.
Xia Li now looking to hit that suplex. More damage, more pain. What a roundhouse kick. The lights could be out. Into the cover, shoulders are down, and just getting her shoulder up at two. Where's Martinez?
Mercedes Martinez completely glassy-eyed at this point. No idea where she's at.
You got to think about Mei Ying, who rose up. And the referee, no choice but to stop this match.
That was the moment that Mercedes Martinez got knocked out during a mixed tag match on NXT. So it was Mercedes Martinez and Jake Atlas teaming up to face Xia Li and Boa. And that roundhouse kick to the head from Xia Li, the moment it landed, something didn't look right. Mercedes Martinez hit the ground in a really bad way, and you could just tell she wasn't in the room the moment that she hit the floor. We saw the ref throw up the X, and the cameras cut away as they checked on her ringside before taking her to the back. Sean Ross Sapp gave us an update shortly afterwards, courtesy of Fightful, saying Mercedes Martinez was checked in the back, and the talent and staff were told that she is headed to the hospital for further evaluation. Hopefully nothing too serious. And when we know more about that, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. We, of course, send our absolute best to Mercedes Martinez this morning.
Whatever plan Hero had, it's gone disastrously wrong.
Oh! Reed gets caught by the challenger. And now, Isaiah Swerve Scott, no waste of motion. Top rope, 450 connects. Scott at the 450. Scott into the cover. We got a new North American champion.
New champion crowned on NXT last night. That was the moment Isaiah Swerve Scott beat Bronson Reed for the NXT North American title. He had a lot of help from Hit Row to get it done as well. A match that wasn't planned for the night. Bronson Reed had the challenge thrown down by Isaiah Swerve Scott. He accepted the challenge, and that's what happened. Swerve became the North American champion. It's a good fit for him, that belt. I'm sad that Bronson Reed's run ended, I feel, too soon, but there may be good reason for that. You see, Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed were both recently on episodes of WWE Main Event. They've been backstage at Raw and SmackDown at the Thunderdome, which does indicate that Bronson Reed may be heading up to the main roster soon. So it's a case of getting the title off him ahead of a move up to either Raw or SmackDown. I reckon Bronson Reed might be quite a nice fit on SmackDown, if I'm honest. I'm nervous about putting him on Raw, just because Raw tends to be a bit of a hole at this point, doesn't it? Next week, it is the Great American Bash on NXT. Here is the updated card for that. Two title matches added after last night's show. The NXT Women's Tag Team titles will be on the line. Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell defending against Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, who won a number one contenders match on NXT last night. And also, LA Knight puts the $1 million title on the line for the first time against Cameron Grimes. If Cameron Grimes fails to capture the $1 million title, he has to become LA Knight's butler. There could be some comedy coming out of next week's NXT Great American Bash between these guys. So that is added to the card for Great American Bash, along with MSK defending the tag team titles against Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher, and Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly one-on-one. They're going to batter each other once again. That'll be a special episode of NXT next week.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One more bit of news from NXT. The breakout tournament is coming back. If you look at the brackets from the tournament in 2019, Dexter Lumis, Bronson Reed, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Cameron Grimes, Angel Garza, Whackin' Wild, Jordan Miles, and Boa all went on to do other things and big things within the company. In fact, the person that won the whole tournament, ironically, is the only one that isn't on the books with WWE anymore. But everybody else seems to have found prominent places within Raw, SmackDown, or NXT. And it suggests that there is certainly going to be some big names coming from this. Already, we've seen online a little bit of teasing from one Parker Bordeaux. He is this guy who many are saying is the next Brock Lesnar. He is teased being a part of the breakout tournament, and this could be the night that really launches him. If that is the case and just end up being in it, of course, we'll keep you updated on that when we know more. So Baron Corbin is getting himself a new gimmick, possibly. WWE have trademarked the name Happy Corbin, which maybe gives us the indication that Baron Corbin is going to be changing himself up a little bit. Now he's no longer King Corbin. WWE has a real soft spot for Baron Corbin. It was on Figure 4 Wrestling's show last night with Denise Salcedo, Garrett Gonzalez, and Andrew Zarian, where a little bit of insight was given as to why we love Baron Corbin so much in WWE. Zarian says, Baron Corbin is beloved in that company. Maybe not by the fans, but I can tell you from a former writer, one time told me he is one of the most pleasant people to work with because he will not be combative. He works with you on stuff. And us as fans, we look at this and we're like, another Baron Corbin match. But his heat was so negative where it's now turned into normal heat in a weird way. There was a comparison made by Gonzalez on the show to The Miz. A lot of people saying that, you know, it's kind of that go away heat that became stay here heat, if you see what I mean. Seems like a nice guy to work with behind the scenes. And the suggestion that Happy Corbin is a new name for him could be a little tongue-in-cheek babyface turn, quite possibly. He's no doubt going to be involved in some way, shape or form with the potential return of the King of the Ring tournament. I think he'd be keen to become King Corbin again, but we will see. Another turn, another page in the career of the ever-loved Baron Corbin in WWE. The Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast is presented by WrestleCrate. Sign up now using the code word Cultaholic, and with your first crate, get a free signed photo of our very own Ross Tweddle.
That's right, Tom. Put that photo on your window to warn people in your street that a deeply sexual being lives in their vicinity.
Use the code Cultaholic when you sign up at WrestleCrate.co.uk. Desert Island Graps returns later today on the podcast feed. I'm in conversation with the Progress Women's Champion, Kanji, and we talk about her meteoric rise through the wrestling world. I've only been wrestling for just a couple of years, and she has seen and done so much already, and now she is the Progress Women's Champion. Here's a little preview of my chat with Kanji on the podcast feed later today. Is there a point where you realised in 2018, like, oh, this is suddenly picking up a lot of steam?
I remember doing my first Southside show, which was me versus Zaya Brookside. And that was just by luck, because I was only going to watch the show. I was only meant to be there to watch. And then the person who Zaya was meant to be wrestling pulled out. I think she was sick. So luckily, as everybody gets told, if you go to a show, always take your gear. And I did. And Ben, the promoter of Southside, asked me if I wanted to wrestle Zaya. So I was like, of course. And that was the first time meeting her as well. And luckily, that went really well. And he really liked it, so he kept bringing me back. But it was literally from that one show, that's when it all set off. So honestly, I owe Ben at Southside so much for just giving me this chance. But when the Defiant stuff came in, I was like, damn, this is crazy. Like, what is happening? Because Defiant, especially the women's championship at Defiant, was so big. Like, the people that had held that championship were crazy. So for them to give me that, it was mental. But still, at the same time, at that point when I won that, I was thinking, this is crazy, like how much is happening and how much I'm doing and the people who I'm sharing locker rooms with is mental. But at the same time, my mind felt so inexperienced compared to the others. So it's still the same, that conflict of physical movement and mental movement, you know.
There's a lot to take in very, very quickly. Defiant is a company that was founded from What Culture Pro Wrestling, and yeah, it was going through like its transition period where they were sort of moving away from WCPW to and becoming their own element, and they started using more local talent because WCPW had sort of built its history on flying in a lot of people from all over the world to do it, and then they kind of pared back and started using more talent that were born and raised in the UK, particularly in the north of England. So for you to come in at a promotion with such momentum must have felt really special.
Yeah, I felt a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure, because I think it was the show. Yeah, just before I came to Defiant, I just worked Emi Sakura for the first time. And that's kind of what got me on Defiant, that one match. So, I mean, I had that under my belt. I had the experience of working someone as great as Emi. But yeah, going into Defiant and meeting girls top girls in the UK that I've never met before, shared a locker room with them and being on the same card as them, like, that was huge. So it was so special and so memorable for me to even write that in my little book that I log my matches on. I was like, oh my God. So Millie McKenzie, Bea Priestley, I was like, this is mad, I've made it.
So you have a logbook of all your matches?
Yeah.
Where is it? Do you have it nearby?
I do. Let me go and get it.
So this is exciting. Kanji's gone to get her logbook featuring all her matches, which will no doubt be in a biography one day. Or in a PDF form as part of an audiobook. There it is. Okay, it's a beautiful... Is that a moleskin book? It looks a bit moleskin-esque.
It's like a leather kind of feel.
Okay, so and how long have you had this book, this logbook?
I got it... I mean, the first match I've written in is 9th of December 2017. So it would have been around that time.
So what was the first match then? So this is actually a good little bit of historical documentation. The first match in the logbook, what was it?
It was my debut show at House of Pain. It happened in St. Anne's in Nottingham on the 9th of December 2017. And it was me teaming with a girl from a wrestler from the school, Hannah James, and Felony against Luna Rocks, Piper Kinney, and Harley Harris.
Oh, now, do you put any other notes in there, or is it just listing the matches as they happen?
Yeah, it's listing the matches as it happens, and then I put the result and what happened in the result. So, Kanji pins Piper.
There you go. If it was the other way around, it wouldn't have got in the book.
It's not in there.
But that's great that you log it all, and it's like a nice little reminder. Do you ever find that you just go back through sometimes and just sort of breathe in just how far you've come in so quick amount of time?
Yeah, definitely. I always have a good look through, like start from the start and have a look through. Sometimes I like to go back, and if I'm like talking about a specific match, I like to go back and look at that match and see what I was doing around that time, which is always really interesting. So it's like when I used to talk a lot about the Iron Woman match, or when I go back and talk about that, I look what happened between the first Iron Woman match like the first time I worked Charlie Evans to the last time I worked her, and just see how short time space it was, but how much I did in that space.
Desert Island Graps featuring Kanji on the podcast feed later on today. Check out our YouTube channel right now for the latest wrestling news throughout the day from Jack the Jobber and myself. And whilst you're there, check out 10 WWE stars who hated The Click. Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall and the gang really upset some people behind the scenes, but there was a couple they upset especially so. Find out who they are on our YouTube channel right now. Plus, as we are getting ready for the draft once again, why not dig into our archives from last week of 10 WWE draft afterthoughts who became gems, those names that got lost in the shuffle that somehow found their way through once more. That's at youtube.com/occultaholic. You are running out of time to grab yourself an Adam Pacitti wrestling buddy. There's just a few of them left, and you can get them right now at cultaholicshop.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.